The death of a 4-year-old girl last September prompted the Brooklyn District Attorney's Office to indict 2 city child welfare caseworkers and investigate the Administration for Children's Services. The investigation is underway, but the case has already exposed a new set of issues for ACS, including why a child with visible health problems was never identified as medically fragile. WNYC's Cindy Rodriguez reports on how that label would have triggered a more specialized level of care.
Marcella Brett Pierce was born 4 months premature. Her twin sister had died at birth, and while Marcella survived, she spent more than half her young life in hospitals and rehabilitation centers. But it was under her family and ACS's watch that her health deteriorated. Brooklyn District Attorney Charles Hines described her dramatic decline during a March interview on WABC's Religion on the Line.
When she came from the rehab center, where she spent most of her 4 years, she weighed almost 30 pounds. At death, she was 18 pounds. Had anyone bothered to enter that bedroom, it would have been very, very clear that child had to be rescued.
Marcella was released from Pathways, then called Hilltop Rehabilitation Center in Niskayuna, New York, in February of 2010, to a mother who 3 months earlier had tested positive for drugs while giving birth to a baby boy. That's when ACS started investigating the family. Citing HIPAA laws, staff wouldn't answer questions about the case. The facility has a poor track record, but it's unclear what kind of care Marcella received there. It's also not clear whether her mother had mastered the training needed to care for her tracheal tube. Dr. Andrew Steele, director of Cohen Children's Medical Center in Long Island, says preparing for a sick child to return home is a rigorous process involving several people.
The nurses that care for the child, the nursing educators that help work with the family, are constantly assessing how the parents are reacting, responding to the child's illness. A social worker is integrally involved in making assessments about the home setting.
ACS admits caseworkers handling the family should have been planning for Marcella's return home, but did not. Because of the mother's drug problem, the case was handed over to a poor-performing nonprofit specializing in substance abuse issues. Child Development Support Corporation, or CDSC, visited the home about 7 times between February and April. ACS says the visit should have been more than double that. On one occasion, a supervisor wrote she was concerned about the child with significant medical needs, but that child, Marcella, was never identified as medically fragile. Arlene Goldsmith runs New Alternatives for Children, a program specifically for kids like Marcella. She explains what's needed when monitoring a medically fragile child.
Nurses go into the home, they're checking the trach, they're checking a gastrostomy tube, they're checking to make sure that the child looks healthy, that there's no signs of abuse and neglect. So the social worker, oftentimes the social worker and the nurse will make a visit together to make sure that all of the gains that a child, for example, has made in the hospital will continue.
Marcella's gains disappeared rapidly, and there were early warning signs that 30-year-old Carlotta Brett Pierce was incapable of caring for her fragile daughter. According to an ACS review, by March of 2010, Brett Pierce had quit drug treatment and had threatened an employee at the program. That same month, she also sought medical attention for Marcella because her tracheal tube wasn't working properly, but left before she could be trained on how to use it. The medical facility alerted the child abuse hotline. That night, an ACS investigator visited the home and noted that while the children seemed fine, the mother was hostile. ACS says at this point, a new investigation should have been opened, but it never was. Having a mother with drug problems caring for a child with special medical needs is a high-risk combination. Goldsmith says over the years, the cases of medically fragile children have continued to get more complex.
If you have cognitive limitations as a parent, you've got to give a child cardiac medication. You've got to be able to read the labels and do all of that.
Coalition for Medically Fragile Children, an advocacy group, estimates there are several thousand medically fragile children in New York, but it's unknown how many of those are within the city's child welfare system. ACS says it is now trying to come up with a way to track them, and the Public Advocates Office is drafting legislation that would require tracking. Jackie Sherman is the office's chief counsel and says tracking will help determine whether kids are getting the services they need and whether there are enough services out there.
One thing to note about the specialized preventive services programs is that their utilization rate is exceptionally high. That suggests that there may be a need for additional services.
According to ACS, there are currently 225 slots for medically fragile children, and they're typically 90% full. Some legal aid attorneys who represent kids in child welfare cases say the need for specialized foster care is also an obstacle.
The biggest challenge early on was getting the kid out into foster care and then getting the kid into an appropriate foster care setting.
Marty Feinman is a supervising attorney in Brooklyn and is currently overseeing the case of a wheelchair-bound child with osteogenesis imperfecta, which is a condition causing extremely fragile bones. Feinman says it took a month to find a foster care agency willing to take the child, a process that usually takes a few days. Then the child was sent to two inappropriate foster families, one that didn't speak English and another without a wheelchair-accessible home. Feinman says the problems didn't stop there.
Once the child, you know, makes the full circuit and finally gets home, getting the appropriate services at home as well.
Experts agree that even in the best circumstances, caring for a medically fragile child is a tremendous stress on a family. The Brett Pierce case is a worst-case scenario of how bad things can get. Investigators say Carlotta Brett Pierce tied her daughter to a bed, beat her with household items, and deprived her of food and water. She's charged with murder and is currently awaiting trial. In the meantime, the work to identify other medically fragile kids is just getting started. For WNYC, I'm Cindy Rodriguez.
WNYC.org reporter Morella Ivorek also contributed to this story. For more, go to our website, WNYC.org. This is WNYC.